Rabbit, written by Neeraj Sethi, read by SBL. Fandom, 魔道祖师. Relationship, 蓝晨、蓝文吉, 魏莹、魏无贤. Rating, general audiences. The first thing Weiwuxian was aware of in his new life, before he ever recalled his name or recovered his cultivation, was the feeling of safety and security that came from being held in the palms of two hands, strong but soft. Weiwuxian had been the last and smallest of a too large litter, causing his mother to bare her teeth at him and chase him away no matter how pitifully he cried. By the laws of nature, he should have died, unloved. But even before he remembered his past deeds, he was never one to be bound by those laws. He was lucky. The soft hands came for him then, lifting him high off the ground, letting him shiver against a warm breast, and even faithfully feeding him milk from a hollow reed every time he was hungry. After some time, the haze of infancy cleared from his eyes, and for the first time, the soft hands offered him a leaf instead of milk. It was a good leaf, too. Crunchy and firm, unmarred by any insect bites and still wet from the morning dew. Weiwuxian gnawed on it, quite content, and reached up with his left hind leg to lazily scratch at his long floppy ear. For a rabbit, this was the very definition of paradise.
Not bad at all,
he thought to himself, quite smug, and not for the first time considered himself rather lucky in comparison to his stronger brothers and sisters, who were probably being taught to forage even now. They might have a mother, but Weiwuxian has a pair of soft hands framed by long, sweeping white sleeves. And he thought that he did quite well out of the bargain. With such thoughts, he was naturally reluctant to be left behind. He followed those hands on their daily rounds, hopping down double forest pathways made of stone and painstakingly climbing steps to sit in cold rooms that smelt of sandalwood while the soft hands plucked at the strings of a guqin. He wouldn't hold himself back either. He would nuzzle a kneeling thigh or try to clamber onto the man's belly to sleep. And he was never rejected. Even when he couldn't keep up, he shamelessly cried until the hands came and gathered him up close, letting him rest his sable head against the stark white robes and listen to the comforting sound of a strong heartbeat. All things considered, Weiwuxian was quite pleased with his life, a state of affairs that lasted right up until the first time the hands wrapped up the guqin in a white cloth, drew an ice-pale sword from its sheath, and took to the air, leaving Weiwuxian behind, abandoned and bereft. Obviously, this was absolutely intolerable. Weiwuxian settled himself down on the bed and began loudly crying. Other pairs of hands, smaller ones that sometimes brought treats, sought to comfort him, but he remained steadfast in his misery, lying prone on his side and weeping until he fell asleep and then waking up and starting all over again.
He missed you a lot,
the white-clad child murmured anxiously to the soft hands when they returned a few endless days later.
He wouldn't even need. I even tried offering him some of the pickled cabbages always stealing from your table, but he wouldn't take it. Forgive me, Hongwoonjun.
Forgiven.
Something about that voice echoed in his mind as familiar, but Weiwuxian was distracted by picking himself up and throwing himself at his pair of soft hands at once, unable to hold a grudge and act indifferent the way he'd schemed he would, taking a mighty leap that did not even begin to trouble his pillar of stability, though it did make the child giggle.
I told you he missed you.
The soft hands caressed Weiwuxian quietly. Then, as if familiar with the pain of separation, the torture of longing for what is not there, did not put him down. Instead, they brought close a dish of leaves and grasses for him to eat while still pressed up close to that broad chest. His ears full of that strong heartbeat that showed he was still alive, warmed by the bright golden core within. Weiwuxian, as always, forgot his woes and was happy. He was full, he was warm, tucked in safely into the collar of long white robes embroidered with clouds, and he could think of nothing at all that might disturb his joy. That state of affairs lasted for about an hour, until another voice, also familiar but less so, said,
I am pleased that you have returned safely, Wangji.
Weiwuxian opened his eyes,
startled out of his planned nap. Wang Ji? Lan Wang Ji? Lan Er Gongzi? Lan Chen?
White robes, like mourning. Clouds to signify the main family. Soft hands, a gentle voice, upright manner, the Guqin.
His soft hands? Where, Lan Wang Ji?
Wei Wuxian remembered, subtly, all of his past life of toil and hardship. His carefree youth at Yingmeng, in his brief time at the cloud recesses, his wide broad road turning narrow and dark. He dismissed the latter part as unimportant.
It seems your pet rabbit had also missed you,
Lan Xichen, now recognizable, added, his voice slightly mischievous in a way that was familiar as well. Lan Wenji replied, calm as ever. Wei Wuxian began cackling at once, little huffing rabbit sounds. Who would think, he thought to himself gleefully as he raised up his head to take a look, that Lan Wenji, of all people, would break the rules of his sect to adopt a rabbit.
A rabbit! He was a rabbit. Wei Wuxian, Wei Ying, Yiling Patriarch, Demonic Cultivator. He was the rabbit Lan Wenji had broken his sect's rules to adopt.
Wei Wuxian's head lolled back, stunned into a daze that did not abate even when Lan Wenji gently caressed his small head with his soft hands.
Of course Lan Wenji would adopt a demonic cultivator rabbit, he thought. That would just be his luck, breaking his precious rules for me, of all people. But what did I do wrong to be reborn as an animal?
Well, actually, he'd done rather a few things wrong, come to think about it. And even if he was a rabbit, he'd had the best possible life as one. He barely had to twitch his nose for a half dozen Lan disciples, not to mention the great Han Guangjun himself, to scurry over to tend to his every need. So clearly the heavens weren't intending on punishing him that badly. Not to mention, he seemed to still have his spiritual awareness. Something of a new development, in fact, as he'd only noticed Lan Wenji's golden core for the first time today. Of course, that didn't really matter. What use was spiritual awareness to a rabbit? All it meant was that he was now a Yao, capable of cultivating and, if he turned evil, to be a target for a night hunt led by righteous cultivators.
He'd had quite enough of that in his last lifetime, thank you.
No, there was no benefit, except maybe the possibility of one day cultivating enough to form a beast core and transform into a human being.
Are you sure you will head out again so soon?
Lan Xichen asked.
You are still barely recovered from your injuries. For you to go out alone could be dangerous.
Wait, what? Lan Wenji? Injured? Alone? Absolutely unacceptable. Clearly Wei Wuxian was going to need to get on that Yao cultivation business sooner rather than later. Someone needed to take care of Lan Wenji, if he wasn't willing to do it himself. And why not him? After all, Lan Wenji was his pet human.
The end.